Success is a byproduct.
Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Ecclesiastes 2:11.
At the end of my life, when I survey all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, I would like to see that everything was not meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I would like to see that something permanent was gained under the sun. What would you like to see at the end of your life when you survey all you had toiled to achieve?
And I saw that all labor and all achievement spring from man's envy of his neighbor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes 4:4.
At the end of my life, when I survey all what I had toiled to achieve, I would like to see that no achievement sprang from my envy of my neighbor. This would have been meaningless toiling, a chasing after the wind. Nothing would have been gained under the sun. What is the reason you take on a certain activity or service? Is it to prove to yourself that you are as good as your neighbor? Why are you striving so hard to be successful? Is it to prove to your family, friends, and co-workers that you are worthy and acceptable in the eyes of people and of God?
I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Ecclesiastes 3:14.
I bless you to grasp that everything God does is permanent. Everything God does through you will endure forever. Nobody will be able to add to that or take away from that. Success is only a byproduct of your surrender to God.
Don't aim at success, for success cannot be pursued. It must ensue, and it does so as the unintended side effect of one's dedication to a cause greater than oneself, or as the byproduct of one's surrender to a person other than oneself. Quote by Viktor E. Frankl, a psychiatrist writing from a Nazi concentration camp.
I bless you.